welcome to City Hall for tonight's regularly scheduled and very special. That was Skrillex, I think. On a very special city council meeting. I do call the meeting to order, and I ask our city clerk, Mr. Landberg, to please take the roll call.
Here.
Don Cummings?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Gene Kilberg?
Here.
Greg Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
We begin our city council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I believe there is a special young man in the audience today. I hope there's a special young man, Ben Cascaden. Is Ben with us tonight? Hey, Ben, this young man is celebrating his 10th birthday today. So, Ben, would you do us the honor of leading us in the pledge?
Do I have to?
Have him come up to the front.
Hi, Ben.
Now you have to come up to the front.
Now you have to come up to the front. There you go.
Oh, thanks for dressing up, too. That's awesome. We'll follow your lead, okay, Big Guy?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben. Now, there's a dull kid on his 10th birthday. He's at City Hall. Man, that is cool, isn't it? The meeting has been called to order just for the benefit of all those in the room tonight. This meeting is being broadcast on both Comcast and our first evening on AT&T UVerse. So,
which channel, AT&T UVerse?
On UVerse? 99. Channel
99. Wow.
Isn't
that's
that exciting?
Yeah,
so.
I think.
And we have a very distinguished guest with us tonight. I would like to formally welcome and introduce all of you to a special, very special guest who's going to be administering the oath of office. It's my distinct honor to introduce you and to welcome her to the City of Geneva Council Chamber. Judith Braca, Chief Judge of the Illinois 16th Judicial Circuit. Judge Braca was born in Oak Park, Illinois, raised in Bloomingdale, a graduate of DePaul University and Northwestern University Law School. She's a former Kane County public defender. She has served in all divisions of the court. She was appointed the associate judge in 1991, elected circuit court judge in 2002. She's the presiding judge, or was the presiding judge, in civil division from 2009 to 2012. And perhaps most impressive, she is the first woman elected to the chief judge of the 16th Judicial Circuit, the Honorable Judge Judith Braca. And I'm so happy to see that you have so successfully accomplished that young gentleman's thing. are. Thank you very much.
Okay. If Mike Bruno can step forward, please. And Mr. Bruno, I'm going to ask you, please, sir, if you will raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Mike Bruno.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman First Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman First Ward.
In the city of Geneva, County of Kane.
In the city of Geneva, County of Kane.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will solemnly support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman.
Of the office of Alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations to you, sir.
I want to be here.
of Alderman.
The office of Alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Lynn Landberg.
That's for. He's making sure the paperwork's getting done.
I state your name.
I, Lynn Landberg.
Having been elected to the office of clerk.
Having been elected to the office of clerk.
In the city of Geneva.
The city of Geneva.
County of Kane.
County of Kane.
Aforesaid, do solemnly swear.
Aforesaid, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
The Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of clerk.
Of the office of clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Patrick J. McQueen. I state your name.
I, Patrick McQueen.
Having been elected to the office of treasurer.
Having been elected to the office of treasurer.
In the city of Geneva, county of Kane.
In the city of Geneva, county of Kane.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of treasurer.
Of the office of treasurer.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Anne, if you'll please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Ben Burns.
Having been elected to the office of mayor.
Having been elected to the office of mayor.
In the city of Geneva, county of Kane.
In the city of Geneva, county of Kane.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the office of mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Judge Brock has not gone to the judge's chambers. She's just back in there signing some documents. But I think that was an extraordinary honor to have her with us, and I think she's, although not in the room, deserving of another round of applause, because she was a very Folks, our agenda tonight is relatively light, but obviously very important. We are on item 3, public hearings, special items, and presentations. 3A is to recommend mayor's reappointments of city officials for the 2013-2014 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman Vogelsberg makes the second.
Marks made the motion.
Marks, then Vogelsberg.
Alderman Brown makes a simple point that the clerk should note that Alderman Bruno has now joined us. He was not present for the roll call.
Any questions or comments regarding those reappointments? I believe most of the department heads are present. We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
The motion is unanimous. Congratulations to all the department heads who have been reappointed, and thank you very much. Item 3B, I was teasing this gentleman earlier this evening. It is to recommend the mayor's appointment of Richard Marks as mayor pro tem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman Vogelsberg offers the second. Any comments about the duties you're about to be entrusted with there, Alderman Marks?
Just keep your record like this year.
All the ribbon cuttings you have to go to?
Dawn said she didn't have to show up at a thing. You didn't miss one.
I waited.
We do have a motion and a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
That motion is unanimous. Congratulations, Mr. Marks.
Thank you.
Your vehicle is awaiting outside. It's a joke.
I thought he gave me his.
Item 3C is to proclaim May 5 through the 11th, 2013, as Public Service Recognition Week.
So moved.
Second.
Offered by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. This is in recognition of all the employees who indeed provide the, I would add, invaluable service to all of our citizens and businesses. And it's something that we recognize every year, and certainly it's an honor to do so again. So any comments or questions? All in favor of the proclamation, please indicate by saying aye.
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 That motion passes unanimously as well. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments offered by any member of the City Council and or any member of the audience this evening? Item number 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk on this agenda are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
That motion was offered by, I believe, Alderman Kilberg, seconded by the Mayor Pro Tem, Alderman Marks. Comments, questions? Mr. Clerk, roll call, please.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
The omnibus agenda passes unanimously. We jump down to item number 10, municipal bills for payment. And we kindly ask our city clerk to read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $1,359,675.73.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the city approve and pay the bills as read. The individual invoices that add up to that amount can be found on the city website under the package for tonight's meeting.
I second that.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Flanagan makes the second to pay the bills as presented and as available on our agenda and on the city's website. Any questions or comments from the council or community? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Items of business from the Committee of the Whole meeting. Item 11A is to recommend resolution number 2013-50, awarding bid and contract to Advanced Disposal Services Solid Waste Midwest, LLC, for 5-year solid waste services contract in the city of Geneva.
So moved.
Second.
Singer makes the motion. Alderman Cummings makes the second. This matter is on the floor for discussion, questions, or debate. Any questions from the City Council? Any questions from the community? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Mike Bruno.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Item 11A passes unanimously. Folks, we skipped down to item 13, new business, and we always defer to those who are joining us this evening in the audience. Is there any new business anyone would like to present or share with the council? Ah, Mr. Unch.
Good evening. The National Trust for Historic Preservation has designated May as Preservation Month throughout the country. And this year's theme is Save, Celebrate, and See our historic structures and properties throughout the country. Each year, the city participates in Preservation Month, and we have an activity that we've put together for this year, and it consists of a photo contest. The basic components of it are on the city's website, but basically the contest is sponsored by the Geneva Historic Preservation Commission. It's a citywide contest. Interested individuals are invited to submit two photographs, one of an iconic or historic building or structure in the city, and then a second photograph of a particular detail or aspect of that building that you would focus on. So it's two photographs. There are prizes for the winners of this contest. There'll be online voting. They'll start on the 22nd of May. Photo entries can be submitted with a simple application form. It's also available on the website through May 20th. And we'll be announcing the winners near the end of the month. So I just wanted to point that out to you. I've just put a flyer on each of your positions at the dais that describes a little bit more about it. I'd ask you to pass the word around.
It's only 2 weeks, so get your photos in.
That's right.
Ms. DeVita.
Spring is finally here, and I'd like to invite everyone to Gardenology, the 5th Annual Gardenology Festival, Saturday, May 18th. And the downtown merchants put this event on by themselves. We provide technical assistance from our department. It's from 10 to 5, and you'll find links to their website at our department site, GenevaDowntown.org. So come and learn everything about gardening, all aspects. There's a lot more children's activities this
year.
That's
Saturday?
Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday.
All day Saturday.
Correct, starting at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And it's a promotion that was dreamed up by the two ladies that own Country Naturals, and Dr. Pat Zanelli, the chiropractor, Larry Casper from Town & Country Gardens, and Master Gardener Deb Notaro are the group that really put it on, and Jamie Heflin from our office helps. Okay.
I would emphasize that this indeed is a beautiful spring, and the city is more beautiful than I've seen it in a long time. So people should really enjoy Gardenology this weekend. Some of the trees and some of the gardens and tulips and around the city are just spectacular this year. I hope everybody has a chance to slow down and enjoy Geneva as they drive through.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought it was a great segue to Gardenology, which is May 18th. That's the same day that Geneva Beautification does their planting within the city of Geneva. So I encourage everybody who has a green thumb and to come out and plant and then stay for Gardenology right afterwards. We meet at the post office at 8 o'clock in the morning on May 18th, and we can always find a garden for you to dig in the dirt and help us. So
I'll be your straight man. You could really use some more volunteers this year, right?
Right. We always can use a lot of volunteers.
But this year especially, you have some gardens that could use extra help.
Yes. Thank you.
Say the yes more loudly.
Yes. Yes.
Anyone else from the dais? Alderman Kilberg.
I had the pleasure this past week to attend the dedication of the Prairie State's generating facility in southern Illinois. And this is the second opportunity I've had to visit the site. I was joined by Stephanie Dawkins, Hal Wright, as well as Mike Buffington from staff. And it was a very positive and very encouraging development to experience for myself to see the the hard work and the efforts of so many people come to fruition. Prairie State's, and I'm going to read a couple of excerpts from Peter DeQuattro's comments. Prairie State's fundamental purpose is to supply our owners with a reliable, low-cost, and stable source of electrical power that is produced in a safe and environmentally responsible manner. And to join the various investment groups from five states that were a part of this, it spanned over 10 years in a very difficult regulatory environment and a very difficult economic time with a lot of challenges and a lot of changes in leadership. When you're looking at municipalities and cooperatives, you have a lot of changes that take place in leadership. But to pull this together and make it a reality at this this point in our state's history, I think is pretty incredible, and I think it's going to be a tremendous asset for the municipalities of NIMPA, Northern Illinois, that are a part of it. And again, I want to congratulate my predecessors that were a part of this decision, and I really feel strongly that this is going to be a tremendous service to our community for a long time. Thank you.
Well
also,
said.
One other thing. I want to congratulate personally Mike Buffington, who has essentially dedicated endless hours over that 10-year period to this project and has provided leadership to that that body. And, again, these things wouldn't become a reality without people like Mike. So my congratulations to him. I know he's not with us, but, Dan, would you please share that?
I'd like to offer the newly elected and or reelected aldermen a chance to say anything if they'd like.
Well, I'll pipe in, but thank you. I look forward to serving alongside all of you. I think we've we've got something of a lily of a town, and it's, I just hope I can fit in and serve as honorably as all the rest of you have. Thank you.
Welcome aboard. I do have some brief comments, if I may, and then I promise we will adjourn. And to perhaps incent all of you who are interested in joining me and my family and friends tonight, there's a little soiree happening over at Aurelio's Pizza immediately following this meeting. So if you would oblige me for approximately 4 or so minutes, then we'll sneak out of here and go have some fun. Again, Chief Judge Braca, who graced us with her presence this evening, is signing some additional documents back. But Chief Judge, thank you very, very much. Members of the City Council, family, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I accept the privilege of being sworn in as mayor of my hometown with as much enthusiasm, as much excitement, as much energy, and humility as I did in 2001. And I am reminded that my success, our success, as a community, it rests not solely on the shoulders of the City Council or the mayor, but the hundreds of shoulders of the men and women, young and old, who serve in appointed roles, volunteer for projects that are dear to them, address issues through civil discourse, and invest their time, talent, and treasure to ensure that this little patch of earth we call Geneva is preserved and prepared for the opportunities that we will inevitably face. And paramount to ensuring our collective success are the men and women who work for the city, the schools, the parks, and the library. Too often, the professional staff are targets and victims of displaced and dishonorable criticism for simply carrying out the duties, the policies adopted by the elected and appointed officials. But these men and women, particularly the leaders at the City of Geneva, whom all of you have just reappointed, and their entire teams in every department, are consummate professionals whose chosen careers are rooted in the very best of public service. As elected officials, we chip, carve, cut consensus out of stone. That stone has veins of differing opinions, passions, visions, and concerns, and one false strike risks causing a pile of rubble. And once we complete our creation, the policies and practices that govern this city, we entrust the professional staff the job of introducing and implementing those policies for the more than 22,000 people and 1,100 businesses that call Geneva home. The ferrying of policies from adoption to implementation is both delicate and deliberate. This balancing act rests on the fulcrum that is Geneva's 142 professional staff. So while the history we make tonight is punctuated by the pomp and circumstance of administering the oath of office, the history and the future of Geneva is often captured by the prose written by our staff, capable, dedicated, and committed to the city of Geneva. Those who have worked with us, those who are working with us, and those who will work with us. As Geneva moves forward, I am more confident than ever that the men and women in the police department, the fire department, public works, community development, economic development, finance, historic preservation, emergency services, TRICOM, and of course the administration are not only prepared but proud to advance the very best interests of the community we call home. In closing, I gratefully acknowledge and thank the Fab Four, Amy, my three daughters Emma, Grace, and Florence, my brothers John and Brian, my sister Colleen and their families, my mother and father John and Ann Burns, from whom my love of public service derives, and the countless friends who have and continue to stand beside me. Thank you for your unconditional love and your faith in my abilities to serve. Thank you. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. And
so move.
Second.
Apparently Singer's hungry. And seconded by Alderman Marks. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.